From JMI Wealth this Thursday morning, Andrew Keller. Very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
So very interesting insight into the home sales. So we got a bit excited October, but then November might have told a story.
Yeah, that's true. This is the Barfoot and Thompson home sales. It's just for Auckland. These are the numbers for October. And you're right, context is important here, Mike, because there was this big, there was that big lift we saw in the October house sale numbers. And we didn't just see it in Barfoot and Thompson. We saw it in the RENZ numbers as well. And it was perhaps suggesting there was a bit of a resurgence in the Auckland housing market. So if we look at sales in November compared to October, what do they tell us? Well, they told us that they sold 894 homes versus 965 in October. So that was the lift that we saw in October. But if you compare them to last November, we saw quite a considerable lift. So it was last November, 717. So 717 to 894. So 24% higher than last year, but a 7% fall from last month. And there's been a fall in total inventory as well. I mean, if we look at new listings, they listed 1,392 houses. Now that's quite a fall from the October numbers. There was 1,567, and also well lower than last year. And I think the general wisdom here is that what we're seeing is some of the effects of that foreign buyer ban that were coming into place. Yeah. So we actually saw a lift in activity through probably starting back in August, September, October, people putting their houses on the market or trying to get the contracts written before that foreign buyer ban came into place. But I mean, that all being said, Mike, November was still quite a sort of solid number, and we are sort of generally getting slightly higher total listings. But if you distill this down and say, Andrew, that's great, you've just rattled off a whole bunch of numbers, what's actually going on? The thing is, at moment, Mike, in the Auckland market, it's quite hard to say. I think we've seen some reasonably significant rebalancing of the market. I think those supply and demand pressures are reasonably balanced. I mean, there's always areas that things are still going well and areas that are weak, but I think prices have sort of moderated. Perhaps, Mike, perhaps the trend is just sideways. Yeah. I mean, the question is, does the rest of the country come into line? You know, the rest of the country has still been quite strong. Auckland's been very, very sort of stable. Does the rest of the country come into line with what's happening in the big smoke?
Yeah, there's been a bit of a tail, and I think it'll settle down eventually. Mm. Now, listen, this time yesterday it was down 400 or 500, ended up 799. Yeah. So what do we make of it all?
Well, so as you said, the US share markets are closed today because they're commemorating the life of George H.W. Bush and to recognise the state funeral. But and in some way, it's actually quite good because it's a bit of a circuit breaker considering the extent of that sell-off that we saw in US equity markets yesterday. And you're dead right. It was actually starting to gain momentum while we were talking yesterday morning. And looking back, I was sort of trying to find, well, what was the trigger? What was going on? There was a little bit of sort of negative sentiment around comments that came from within the Trump organization, that they sort of almost watering down the statements that had been made immediately after the dinner at the G20 when he said, oh, you know, we've got a truce, we're going to take 90 days to try and work things out. But then they started to sort of water that down a little bit. But there is a bit more going on. There's this interest rate or yield curve issue that we discussed yesterday. That really is weighing on investors' minds. And I find that quite interesting because generally when that yield curve inversion thing happens, you don't see a recession. It could be up to 2 years. It could be sort of 6 months to 2 years after it. So it's not an immediate sort of sell signal, but it does speak to sentiment. There's also these fears of US economic slowdown, and not only that, but a generalized global economic slowdown as well. And I found it quite interesting yesterday, actually looking at that weakness, because some of the recent weekdays that we've seen in the US share market have been characterized by weakness in the tech names, the NASDAQ or the energy related stocks. But yesterday it was very broad based. Just very quickly, if you look at stocks like Boeing, Caterpillar and Apple, those three stocks by themselves accounted for a quarter of those 800 point losses on the Dow. So it was in those general industrials as well.
See what happens tomorrow.
Let's see how we get on tomorrow.
See what happens tomorrow. What are the numbers for now?
Well, of course, the US numbers are just the same from the previous day, from the previous close, 25027 on the Dow, which was down about 800, 2700 on the S&P 500, which was down 90, and 7158 on the NASDAQ, which was a 3.8% fall. FTSE 100, 6931, down 91. The Nikkei, 21919. The Shanghai Composite, 2649. On the ASX 200, they lost 45 yesterday, 5668. And we lost 84 points in the NZX 50, closing at 8781. On the currencies this morning, 0.6908 against the US dollar for the Kiwi, 0.9504 against the Aussie, 0.6084 euro, 0.5418 pounds, 78.12 yen. Gold trading at $1,237. Brent crude, $62.30.
We'll look forward to your company Friday. Andrew Kelleher at JMI Wealth. Get that expertise at jmiwealth.co.nz.